Welcome back into the Dave Sinclair Lincoln and Ford Sports Open Line. Alex Ferrario with you on KMOX. And it now is a pleasure to welcome onto the Goodwill guest line. He's not officially a Cardinal yet, but the reports have been out there today that he has signed a one-year, $3 million contract with the St. Louis Cardinals. It's pending a physical, but Butt Norris, you better probably know that name as the Cardinals killer during his beginning of his career, but he joins us now here on KMOX. Butt, it's great to talk with you, man. Congratulations on the contract with the Cardinals, man. This is really cool to see this get done.
Well, thank you, Alex. I'm more than excited. I don't really have all the words to sum it up yet, but to join one of the best organizations, if not the best organization in all the game, and certainly with the number one fan base in all the game, I couldn't be more excited. And to get up there, to get to meet the boys down there in Jupiter here tomorrow, and then get camp underway, but I know we'll be ready to chomp at the bit to get to St. Louis and have a great year of baseball.
So I know you said you can't put it into words, but what is the excitement level right now for joining this Cardinals team who you've had so much success against in your time in Major League Baseball, but joining this baseball club now, what's that like for you?
Yeah, it's difficult to put it all into words. The excitement has been there for not only me, but also my family and everyone else that's been so closely with my career over the last couple of years. But, you know, I've been fortunate enough to play a bunch of baseball in St. Louis and play as well as I have and pitch as well as I have meant a lot to me. But to join the Cardinals, to wear that jersey on the front is going to mean everything to me. And I'm just super excited to get down to camp, get rolling, and you know, to have, you know, guys like Yachty and Kelly behind the plate and, you know, some great guys on the defensive end. You know, just all the way top to bottom, this is a premier organization. I'm super excited.
So walk me through what this process was like. When did you hear from John Mozeliak and company, and when did this really feel like it was going to be a for sure thing?
Well, as you guys know, it's been one of the craziest free agent winters of all time, and it's been very, very difficult for a lot of players. And I know there's still a lot of guys out there, and I'm wishing them well in that regard. But I had a bunch of teams in there early, and then everything kind of fizzles out during the new year. But then come first of the year, you know, you start getting some phone calls too. And, you know, just getting those big league offers and, you know, talking terms was always been a little bit difficult this year for whatever reason. You know, these teams are definitely taking their younger prospects a little bit more seriously. And when, free agents sometimes, dressed with a draft pick, it makes it a little bit difficult. But I heard from Mo late last week. He called my representation and Joel Wolf into our free media group and said they had some interest there. And I've been talking to some other teams as well. But once I had heard St. Louis was really in the mix and they were very serious about adding me, I just perched up because I know what St. Louis is and I know what St. Louis baseball, Cardinal baseball is. And I just once again, got super excited, and this was definitely turned in my first choice right away. So once we got Mo on the horn and I got an opportunity to talk to him, I just told him I'm willing to do anything for this team, which I can pitch in a lot of different ways, a lot of roles, and help the young guys out as best I can. But for the most part, he said, we'd love to bring you in and let you, lengthen your out, see how camp plays out and make a decision from there. So it was a pretty exciting time for me and my family, and I'm glad that we, came to terms and made this happen, a quick transition, and get me down there tomorrow and get this thing going.
Again, we're talking with Butt Norris, who signed a contract today with the Cardinals, a one-year, $3 million contract, as he'll be headed down to spring training to join the guys when they report officially tomorrow. But take me back to 2009, man, 3 years after drafted by the Houston Astros, and a lot of people probably remember this, some may not, but you made that first start against the Cardinals and Adam Wainwright on the opposite side. So how much of that game do you still remember?
Oh, I remember it like it was yesterday. it wasn't my first outing, but it was definitely my first start, and my mom and dad were there, and so was my sister, and so I had some family and friends in the stands, but truly, Busch Stadium was electric. You know, they're sold out every night, and the fan base is always so in tune with the game. It was a Sunday day game. And like you said, right against Wainwright, and I knew I had to be on my A game. I was lucky enough to go out there and compete as well as I did and get a win. And I do remember getting my first hit, which was an absolute dribbler down the third base line, and I ended up beating it out. And I remember walking back to first base. Albert Pujols was holding on the ball. He's like, do you really want it? I was like, heck yeah, I want it. That's my first big league hit. I want it. So I got my first big league win, first strikeout, first hit, and on the same day. And, it was a big series win for us at the time, and definitely lifted the spirits of our club at the time. But it was a surreal day and something I'll never forget, being my nickname being Bud and playing in Busch Stadium and just knowing that fan base and everything else. So it's one day that I will never forget.
So, I mean, how did it feel, though? Every time you played against the Cardinals, people were like, oh, geez, Butt Norris is on the mound again. I mean, that's got to feel pretty good. And, going 4-0 in your first four starts against the Cardinals and holding them to a less than one ERA, that's pretty impressive. Can you put a finger on why you were so successful against the Cardinals?
Well, I really can't put an exact on it, but I knew that, you know, going into Busch Stadium and just playing against the Cardinals was a real honor and a tough challenge at that. So I knew there were some more righties in that lineup, which kind of helped me out at the time, working with my slider, but trying to get through the Pujolses and Holidays and Ludwigs and guys of those type were some premier hitters. But we still had a pretty decent team. You know, and I, when I came up, we were a pretty old team, and we were, you know, same thing, trying to get in the postseason. But everything that happened after the last couple of years were kind of crazy. But it really just brought the best out of me going into Busch Stadium and playing against the Cardinals, because you got to have your A game. And really had my focus and tried to compete.
What's the relationship like with you, Bud, and some of the guys on the Cardinals team, maybe an Adam Wainwright or Yadier Molina? Do you have a relationship with those guys or maybe a conversation with them as of late?
I haven't had any talks with them yet. I'm really excited to get down there and get to know these little guys. I'll just get to know them a little bit and just build on that and make my teammate. The only other guy that I really remember playing with is I was with Jed Jerko for a little bit in San Diego back in 15, but you know, I'm excited. You know, that's why spring training is so important, not only to get our arms in shape and get our bodies in shape, but an opportunity to know our teammates and spend some time together, go out and play a little golf. But it really kind of brings that camaraderie together, build some friendships, and be ready when April 1 comes.
We got a couple more minutes with the new Cardinals pitcher, Bud Norris, here on the Dave Sinclair Lincoln and Ford Sports Open Line. So, Bud, last year, very successful at the beginning with the Angels. I mean, as a closer, 19 of 23 in save opportunities. What do you feel like resurged in your game last year with the Angels?
Well, you know, I really was thankful for the opportunity. You know, I had a tough couple years with my health and trying to take care of my body when I got super sick in 15, and I really kind of climbed out of that hole. But to have the opportunity in Anaheim was great, and I'm super thankful for that. But it was my first real taste of, you know, pitching in the back end of a bullpen. And when a couple other guys went down, you know, Soch had a little opportunity to get a veteran out there, and he chose me. And I had always been under the idea that, you know, towards the back end of my career, that I could turn into that closer type. And that's what I was – basically when I was drafted, that's what they kind of labeled me as. But I wanted to be a starter as long as I could, knowing that I could always go back to that end of the bullpen and figure some things out. But that was my first real taste of it, and it's a different beast, let me tell you. It's definitely, you know, you come in and the lights are definitely turned on a little bit brighter. You know the situation right out in front of you. You got to be sharp right away. So I learned a lot. I really enjoyed it. I think I still have a lot left in the tank as far as to do that, but I'll do what everything, you know, and the crew asked me to do.
Yeah, well, and I know you mentioned that when you talked to John Mozeliak, and if that opportunity comes, whether it is closing or a setup man in the bullpen or possibly even a spot or two in the rotation, it's something that I'm sure you're just excited to get the opportunity for, right?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I can pitch in a lot of different ways. I just want to be the best version of me and help this team, you know, win as many games as we can, make a postseason run, and go for the World Series. Because I know, you know, anything comes up short of the World Series in St. Louis is what they're, you know, that's the goal every year. And I think that, you know, they're competitive every single year for a reason, because they have the mindset, the personnel, and everything else. So I'm excited for the everyday grind with this group of guys and just can't wait to get it going.
How tough of a transition is that, Bud? I mean, spending so much time as a starter in a rotation and then transitioning to a closer opportunity in those big-time situations, was that difficult for you?
You know, it is. It really is. It's sometimes mental and sometimes physical. It's a combination of both. You know, I had to really kind of monitor my body and what I was doing on an everyday basis as far as stretching and taking care of my arm and little things here and there. And that was what was unfortunate, is that my ankle kind of went awry, which hurt, went into my knee, and then it got to a point where I just couldn't continually go out there every day. So I obviously fell on the DL a couple times last year trying to take care of that, but that was the first thing I addressed this entire offseason, was taking care of some of my ankle mobility, which led to some of my knee pain, and I feel great now. So I think I learned a lot, you know, last year on how to take care of my body. But then on the mental end, it's like, you know, lights are turned on, and you got to get ready in the bullpen pretty quick, got to throw some bullets down there, get your spin on your breaking balls. But by the time you get in the game, you just really got to tunnel vision, you got to focus, you got to dial in, and trust the guy behind the plate and try to compete. So I learned a lot on both ends. I know I can do a lot of things, and that's what my versatility should really help us out.
That's awesome. Bud, final question for you before we let you go, man. You were part of so many NL Central rivalries between those Houston Astros and the Cardinals. How does it feel to come back to the NL Central now and be a part of another rivalry as the Cardinals and Cubs go at it all the time?
Yeah, I loved the Central. Playing NL Central at the time that I did was one of the premier divisions in all of baseball. Super competitive baseball, and it was tough, you know, game in, night in and night out. So I'm excited to get back to St. Louis and play some serious, meaningful baseball and to see what the Cubs have done the last couple of years with their World Series run and the young core that they have. It definitely is going to make it a challenge, but that doesn't shy me away, and I know that doesn't shy away the St. Louis Cardinals. So I'm looking for the opportunity to get out there every day and show them what I got.
Well, Bud, man, it's great to talk with you again. Congratulations on signing on with the Cardinals. Can't wait to see you in that Birds on the Bat uniform on opening day. So enjoy spring training, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks for having me on.
Awesome. Bud, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it.
You got it, Alex.
All right, take care, man. Have a safe trip.
Thank you.
See you.